No. Never.
I think that would just be funny.
A jelly bean.
Ask your pet, maybe.
Okay.
That's
funny.
Something that people carry their money in would be a...
Well, man or woman. Or either, I guess, a billfold.
What would women carry?
Well, I'd think of a, you know, more of a man carrying a wallet, I guess you'd say, and a woman a billfold or change purse.
Mm-hmm. And things with a lot of little things strung up together that a woman would wear around her neck, you call that?
Beads.
You'd call it a what?
A necklace.
Uh-huh.
Or a string, I guess, of,
huh?
A string of beads.
Okay. Something you'd
wear around the wrist. A bracelet or a watch.
And what you hold over you when it rains.
An umbrella.
And the last thing you put on a bed, the fancy cover.
Oh, a bedspread.
Any other names for that?
No.
What about something women used to make to put on a bed?
Oh, like a quilt or a comforter sometimes. I don't know if people made comforters, but that is something else you could put on last.
What was a comforter like?
Well, they're, you know, they're kind of soft and fluffy.
Would they be knitted or?
No, they usually, you know, are like a silk covering or that feel. I just love comforters. Oh, they feel so good.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you ever remember anything about twice as long as a pillow? Went at the head of the bed?
Like a bolster?
Uh-huh. You'd say the bolster didn't go halfway across the bed, it went.
All the way across?
Huh?
All the way across?
Okay. Do you ever say plumb across or clean across?
I don't say plumb across. Clean across. I would be more likely to say all the way across, I think. You know, when you're a little self-conscious, you're not really sure each time.
And say if you had a lot of company over and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you could make a...
Well, you could make like a sleeping... Oh, what am I trying to think of? There's some word, some term I want to say, and I can't.
Do you ever give a shakedown or a pallet?
A pallet was what I was trying to think of.
Mm-hmm.
A pallet, or, you know, nowadays you might say a sleeping row or sleeping bag. The kids, whatever you make up on the floor, they call it a sleeping bag, even if it's not. But pallet's what I was trying to think of.
Say if you planted a lot of corn, you could say, well, this year we expect to get a big...
crop.
Okay. And when you're plowing, the trenches that's cut by the plow, you call those the...
I don't know. Furrows? Would that be...
Do you ever hear a special name for the horse that walks in the furrow? If you plow with two horses?
A special name for the horse?
Like nigh horse or wheel horse? Or...
No. Never.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you...
cleared the land.
And wheat is tied up into a...
What, a bundle?
Okay, then the bundles are piled up into a...
Bale, is that...
Okay. And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Oh, rats. That's something I should know. You, I don't know if refine is the right word or not.